dances and parades and lots of music,
mm-hmm.
and lots to eat,
mm-hmm.
I suppose. I think there were some parades this year, even on the campus, because there too, it's the Hispanics outnumber us by about 3 to 1.
Has it always been that way in El Paso?
No. Mm-mm.
That's what I've heard, that El Paso used to have a larger population of whites, but...
Well, when I was in school, our population was only 90 to 100,000. But as the people moved in, more Hispanics moved in than Negros. And more blacks came in, too. When I was growing up, we hardly ever saw a black person.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when we went to New York one time to visit my dad's aunt and uncle, my sister Holly was only 2 years old, and my aunt had a black maid, and Holly was frightened of her. When she saw her, she was afraid of her. But they came after the war, you know, that many were sent here, and they realized it was, as Nolan Richard says, colorblind city.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much prejudice here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's just that more and more Mexican people have come in and we have become citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And so naturally their children are going to school too.
Yeah.
In the last couple of years I taught, sometimes I'd have only 2 or 3 Anglos. I'd have a lot of mixed. You know, I could tell by their names because they'd have, some of them would have, for example, an Anglo first name and a Spanish last name, or
mm-hmm.
vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you teach again?
At UTEP.
Oh, at UTEP, right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Well, I taught some at community college. I taught at St. Clement's, mostly white there at St. Clement's.
Yeah, right.
Of course, that was 30.
Because you have to pay for St. Clement's.
Too.
Because you have to pay for St. Clement's.
Yes,
to get
very
in.
Expensive.
So.
There are a few scholarships, always,
mm-hmm.
but it is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
If somebody likes jokes, you say they have a good sense of
humor.
Mm-hmm. And a person who dresses up in cowboy clothes, but he's not really a cowboy, is.
A dude.
Now, is dude limited to that meaning, or does it mean other things?
Well, I think it has to do with being naive, or that's not the word. Not real. I don't know. Usually, it's associated with someone dressing up like a cowboy, but isn't a cowboy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody that goes with you to a party is your
escort,
mm-hmm.
or your date.
Uh-huh. And what would be your most common word for that? Is it escort or date?
Well, I guess it would depend on what we were going to. If it was a formal dance or something like that, it would be an escort. But just to go to a movie, probably say date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, women wear red stuff on their cheeks called?
Well, we used to call it rouge, and now it's called blush.
Yeah. Now, people are buried in a
coffin, or grave, or cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And
or all three.
The ceremony for a person who's died is the?
A funeral.
Mm-hmm. And a person who wears black is in?
Morning.
Mm-hmm. And spirits that come back to haunt you are?
Ghosts.
Mm-hmm.